is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Mauritius today to a grand and warm welcome by Mauritius Prime Minister Naveen Chandra Ramgulam at the airport. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is grateful to the Mauritius Prime Minister for the special gesture of welcoming him at the airport. Mr. Modi said this visit is a wonderful opportunity to engage with a valued friend and explore new avenues for collaboration in various sectors. The Prime Minister said he will be meeting President Haram Gokul, PM Naveen Chandra Ramgulam and addressing a community program today. Mr. Modi will inaugurate over 20 India-funded projects ranging from capacity building to community-linked infrastructure during his two-day state visit to Mauritius. The Prime Minister will attend the Mauritius National Day celebrations as the chief guest tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed his profound gratitude for the warm welcome from the Indian community in Mauritius in a social media post. Mr. Modi said the strong connection of the Indian community in Mauritius to Indian heritage, culture and values is truly inspiring. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Punjab and Union Territory Chandigarh starting today. During her Punjab visit, she will be attending two convocation ceremonies of the Central University of Punjab and All India Institute of Medical Sciences at Bathinda. DMK MPs staged a protest outside Parliament today over national education policy and the three-language issue. Talking to reporters outside Parliament, DMK MP Kanimori demanded the centre to release funds to Tamil Nadu for education. She also demanded an apology from Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan for his alleged objectionable statement in the Lok Sabha yesterday. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned till 12 noon following opposition parties' protest over the issuance of a duplicate voter ID numbers and other issues. When the House met this morning, Deputy Chairman Harivansh rejected the adjournment notices moved by the opposition parties on the issuance of duplicate voter ID numbers and proposed delimitation exercise in southern states. DMK, Congress, TMC, Aam Aadmi Party and others were raising slogans over these issues. The deputy chairman urged the protesting members to go back to their seats and allow the house to function. The government has extended duty-free import of urad dal for another year until March the 31st next year. In a notification, Directorate General of Foreign Trade said the free import policy of urad stands extended up to March 31st, 2026. The provision was earlier in place until the end of March this year. The move will help stabilize prices of the commodity in the domestic markets. Myanmar is the main exporting country of urad to India. Besides Myanmar, India imports urad from Singapore, Thailand and Brazil. Three people died in a slum in Delhi's Anand Vihar after a fire broke out in the wee hours today. According to Delhi police, the incident took place at 2:15 a.m. after the fire broke out in the temporary tent of the deceased, who were casual labourers. The fire was doused at around 2:50 a.m. after three fire tenders rushed to the spot. The police said one person survived the incident with injuries and minor burns. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Jeddah last evening. Both Zelensky and Rubio arrived in Saudi Arabia ahead of the U.S.-Ukraine talks reportedly scheduled for today. The Sports Ministry has lifted the suspension on the Wrestling Federation of India, ending months of uncertainty surrounding the sport. The decision will pave the way for resumption of activities, including selection trials for the upcoming Asian Championship in Amman, Jordan. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri and his companion Andre Goranson of Sweden have advanced to the men's doubles pre-quarterfinals of the Indian Wells Open in California in the United States. The World Paraathletics Grand Prix 2025 will kick off at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi this afternoon. The three-day event will feature a total of 250 para-athletes. And with that, we end this news bulletin.